thanking where you are. Just thank Him where you are. Oh, thank you, Lord. We are God's armies in the earth. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, when we say we are God's armies on earth, you know, this is the mindset. I have to tell you something. This is the mindset. I guess this is echoing. Is it? Is it okay? Okay, it's okay. I allow it. Okay. So, now, this was the mindset the apostles had. Hallelujah. You must have that warlike mindset. You are in God's hands. You know, Paul will tell Timothy, he says, I guess it's okay now. It's okay. Hallelujah. Paul will tell Timothy, he said, no man who warreth. Did you see that? He's telling the pastor. No man who warreth. No man who warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this world. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are in God's army. You are in God's army. Hallelujah. Amen. You are territorial conscious. Glory to God. You are territorial conscious. You are territorial conscious. None of you will get tired. I pray for you. You will not get tired. I pray for you. God's work will have found in your hands. You advance the kingdom of God. Oh. Yes. Yes. Nothing. When it comes to ministry, ministry find prosperity in your hands. It will prosper in your hands. Your commitment to the gospel of God, to the gospel of Christ, will not be in the past. Will not be, I used to do it before. No, in decades and decades upon decades into decades to come, will find you still active, still burning with fire, still burning with fire. Oh, yes. 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 Nations, men will come to know God through you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say a quick one. No, we are running off. I don't know how to just end this teaching. I feel we should continue till tomorrow. You know, if you allow me, we will continue tomorrow. Amen. We just share more. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But we'll still see tomorrow. You know, right? We'll see you tomorrow. We're having pneumaticals tomorrow. So we're getting to pneumaticals again. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we go, is it as we go now? No. Before as we go, open your Bibles with me. I wanted to get you to see whether you say, ah, Pastor, is it as we go now? No, it's not as we go now. As we go, it's coming in a few minutes. But let's see something. Romans 1:11. Romans 1:11. Quickly. Romans 1:11. Look at what Paul says. He says, for I long to see you, that I might impart unto you some spiritual gifts, to the end that ye may be established. You see that? To the end that ye may be established. He said that I long to see you. There are meetings. Sorry for those who are watching online, but there are meetings you can't catch the substance online. No? Paul himself said, I long to see you. He could have written letters, right? But he said, I long to see you. There's something about physical meetings that I may impact onto you some spiritual things, gifts rather, that they may be established. Hallelujah. So, meetings like these, hands are laid. Hallelujah. Hands are laid. So when hands are laid, why are hands laid? Paul said that what? It may impact unto you some spiritual gifts to the end that ye may be established. Listen to that. Hallelujah. So when hands are laid, I become established in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Stability comes. as regards the things of the spirit. I'm going to share something. I'm sharing it already. You see, all through this meeting, I'm going to get to Timothy soon. Now, all through this meeting, a lot has been said. Right? We're in God's army. Or we are God's armies as a local church. God is raising his armies in the whole earth. In the whole earth. God is... Come on. God is raising his armies in the whole earth. Hallelujah. Amen. God is raising his armies in the whole earth. We said a whole lot about that. Right? Right? We have those discussions. Now, we spoke about revelation gifts. We had encounters, right? Some of us ministered in a different way. How many of you ministered in a different way in this camp? I just finished camp. In this conference. Let me see here. Ministered in a special way. You've not ministered like that before. Right? Right? No ministered like that before. Where you... How many of you got locations? Names of people? Right? You've not ministered that way before. Hallelujah. Now there's something about the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. So when hands are laid, everything that was said and done in a meeting is communicated via the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Everything we said, what God is doing. Hallelujah. We spoke about armies. Praying armies, right? We spoke about praying burdens. How many of you caught praying burdens yesterday? When we prayed, you caught that burden? Amen. Let me tell you something what the Lord told me if I came for that meeting. If I came in, I knew that we were going to pray. But the Lord told me that as many as prayed, we are going to catch that burden. How many of you wanted to sleep and you felt like praying last night? Let me see your hands. Wanted to sleep and you felt like you need to pray more? Let me see your hands. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the Lord told me, he said, many will catch that fire. It was something that, let me tell you this, I came in with that fire. Amen. God the Lord told me that it was a fire that I was going to catch. Hallelujah. But you're not going to let it go. So when hands are laid, this is that communicated. Look at hearing this. This is that communicated. Fire on your praying altar. That's what I'm talking about. What is praying altar? If you don't know what it is, you know it now. Praying altar. Your prayer life. That's what I mean. Amen. I'm not saying you should go and do an altar somewhere. That is idol worship. Hallelujah. But your prayer life. Catch fire. Amen. An unending fire. Unending fire for the work. You would have that thing. We spoke about a territorial and army mindset, right? You have that warfare-like mindset. And hands are communicated. Hallelujah. Not just that. Not just that. Last night. Some of you didn't know what you received last night. But let me help you out. Yeah, last night. What was communicated to you is the power of God. So tangible. And you know what? You can flow this thing in all your meetings. You have that power. Hallelujah. Today, much more. The things and the gifts of the Spirit will be communicated to you in a special way. Your life will not remain the same. Your life will not remain the same. Hallelujah. When hands are laid, hallelujah. Acts of Apostles, chapter 8, verse 14. And when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaritans received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. And when they came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for the Lord was falling on any of them. Verse 17, look at what happened. And they laid their hands on them, and they did what? Receive the Holy Ghost. So when hands are laid, when you say receive the Holy Ghost there, it's talking about the demonstration, the gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So that means when hands are laid, faculties are popped open. When hands are laid. Hallelujah. When hands are laid. When hands are laid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at something else. It is of the Spirit. So we say, spiritual things are communicated via the laying on of hands. Look at that again. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. 1 Timothy 4 14. It says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to you by prophecy, by the what? Laying on of hands of the presbytery. So that means Peter had hands laid on him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Of the elders. And verse 14 shows us that it was not one. He just got hands laid on him once. No. Through the laying on of hands. This is that. Look at chapter 2. I mean 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. He says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance to stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. You see that? So it shows you that at different points in time, not once, that is, Timothy received from the minister of laying on of hands, not once, not twice, not thrice. Did you see that? It is a continual thing. He said, do not neglect the gift of God. Hallelujah. I hope I follow you. Hallelujah. So he told him to stir up the gift of God, which was, it is indeed by the putting on of my hands. So the things of the Spirit are specially communicated via the laying on of hands. And I tell you, the way you float with revelation gifts in this meeting is the base. Amen. It's going to be the base. You know what I mean by base? You won't go below it. You get better. You know, I told us yesterday about fanning to flame your gifts, right? Did you remember that I said it yesterday? Fanning to flame, so that is must constantly put it to work. Hallelujah. Amen. Much more. Much more. Much more. Hallelujah. So hands will be laid on you this evening. Hands will be laid. Amen. Glory to God. When hands are laid, how do I receive when hands are laid? How do I receive when hands are laid? I'll take us quickly to Matthew. Hallelujah. You know, I saw in someone one time. Okay, because of time. Matthew chapter 9. This is 19. And as Jesus arose and followed him, which is Jairus, and also did his disciples, and the woman, and behold, the woman, which was diseased and had an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched him and his garments. Did you see that? Amen. And Jesus turned and said, Amen. For she said within herself, here's what she said, verse 21. She said that if I may touch the hem, if I may touch his garment, I will be whole. You know, listening to Kenneth Hagin years back, he said, woman, it was not, you know, the way the Greek put it, was the first person I heard that from. So the way the Greek put that word, they didn't put it as if she just said it once. No, it was something she kept saying. Hallelujah. She kept saying that if I touch the hem of his garment, that's laying on of hands. She laid her hands on Jesus. Hallelujah. That's laying on of hands. Hallelujah. If I touch the hem of his garment, I was made well. So that means, one way we receive via the laying on of hands is via our words. Your words give direction to the power of God. When hands are laid, your words give direction to the power of God. Give direction. Oh, hands are laid. And I'm telling you what is going to happen. Right? And everything that is said in this meeting will be communicated to you. Some of you especially. Your eyes will be opened, popped open, much more. Revelation streams like never before. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. You know we are armies. So something that the Holy Ghost told me will be present in the laying on of hands today is the power gift. You have a raw demonstration of the power gift. You know, I didn't have that time. That's why I said if I had that opportunity, I would still teach you this tomorrow. But that was what we did yesterday. Rather than teach was demonstrate. Like, that's what we did. Did you see that? I don't want to teach more on power gift, talk about it, okay, healing, gift of healing. I knew that you could have a demonstration yesterday.
you will pitch it up.
Hallelujah.
Power will be so mightily available in your life and in our ministry. Mightily available. As we go out, we'll have more power outreaches. We'll have more power meetings.
Hallelujah. Healing gifts like never before. Unending streams of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we give direction to the power of God.
Via our words.
So our hands are laid.
You see, everything that is taught in this conference
are communicated to my spirit via the laying of hands.
Hallelujah. Are communicated to me.
Glory to God.
You know, you can't get that online.
You can't get it online.
Yeah?
Sorry, we cannot lay. Can you lay hands online?
That's what part of the essence of being around in meetings, physical meetings.
Being around physical meetings.
I don't subscribe to online services.
I say,
and we will never do it.
We've tried it,
but we will never do it.
Online services.
On Sunday, let's do online services.
So somebody will sit on their bed.
And say, I'm praying in tongues on bed, on pillow.
And you say, I'm an army.
Army where?
Have you seen an army shoot God on the bed?
I'm an army of God.
Let's pray in tongues.
The staff service, they are praying. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Papa is preaching.
Oh, Papa is not preaching.
Oh, Matthew, talk to Matthew. Okay. Yes.
Read your Bible. Bible is somewhere.
I share the grace.
Did you go to church today? Oh, I joined online.
What did you learn online?
You were snoring.
Yeah?
Online.
When sometimes, when they are even doing virtual meetings,
people will leave the meetings and leave it online.
You think they are still on? They are asking questions, nobody is answering.
They are talking to the air.
You are saying you have to do church online.
There is new normal, I know, but that new normal is not in the church.
Carry your new normal to new normal, please.
So no, are you saying God is not advancing in technology?
You are the one that called him ancient of days now.
He did not change his approach.
His approach is his approach.
Hallelujah!
What is his approach?
One-on-one sweet evangelism.
Door to door.
Hallelujah!
No, right now I don't go house to house. I don't do sweet.
It's not only sweet.
It's sweet you begin.
I just drop messages online, people get saved.
How?
He said, no, I preach online. How?
Apostles to the who?
To the who?
He said, no.
You know, someone once advised me years back.
Thank God I didn't use it.
Yes, I said, you know, yes, social media was just coming. Said, you know, no church can sit 5 million, but on social media you can have 5 million. Why not shift ministry?
Very nice advice, but a very stupid one.
Me.
Shit ministry online.
Continue.
Where are your disciples online?
Where are you doing discipleship?
On WhatsApp.
How?
Were you discipled on WhatsApp?
If you were discipled on WhatsApp, will you be like this? Will you be here?
He said, no, sir.
After what?
Hallelujah.
Say, I slide into people's DM and I preach the gospel there.
How many DMs have not read?
Can I show you the amount of unread messages I have? Sometimes I'll just, you know what I do sometimes? Because there are plenty sometimes, I'll just do badge, whatever.
Who?
Unread. I have not read.
Ping.
You are telling me that you slide into their DM. It's only DM. It's only slide.
It's creatures you do.
Yeah, just like
Jesus is Lord.
And no!
Door to door.
Street to street.
Hallelujah.
We are armies.
Hallelujah.
We are not armies.
So you go in.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So your hands are laid. These are communicated.
Hallelujah.
Strength for the work.
When there is weakness, you in exchange for strength.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes.
Where you struggle with some things, with some bad habits, that is restricting the work,
is exchanged.
Hallelujah. It has changed. I believe it so much. I believe it so much. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we're teaching you about, oh, bad habits is wrong. This is not good. Look at scripture. But you know, that time, okay, let me work on it, work with scripture. And hands are just laid on. You know, you are trying to do that. It's taking you 3 months. But someone else is having the same condition and hands were laid on the person and that habit will stop. The habit has stopped. Is not learning what you are learning. That, oh, I'm not supposed to, but thank God it is gone. Yeah. What's the difference? Hands were laid. So when hands are laid, bad habits will drop. Hallelujah. So you give direction to God's power. You give direction with your words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Without much ado, how are we doing? Let's get off it. Oh, fire for ministry. Amen. For some of you, weakness is exchanged for strength. Amen. Oh yeah. Where your fire has gone down, it will ablaze. Where it is blazing, it will blaze more. Oh yes, I trust God. Fire brand from this place. I remember one time a brother came from Kano. He joined us for a while. And when he went back, they asked him. He called Nazesa. They are asking whether I came to Lagos to see Pope. I said, why? He said, because of how I became very fervent. People felt I came to see Pope. I said, you didn't come to see Pope. That's the power of laying on of hands. Oh yeah. Glory to God. Hands are laid. Oh. Which song do you have? Where's the Sabala? Have a song for us? Thank you very much. We still have a song we sing. What? Remember the song? The word in my lips, right? I see the nation. I receive your fire. Let's have that.
Your boldness. Your word in my lips, I see the nations, oh I receive your fire, your boldness, your word in my lips, I see the nations, I receive your fire. Your boldness, let's sing. Your boldness, your word in my lips. Your word in my lips. I see the nations, come on. I see the nations. I receive your fire, I receive your fire. Your boldness. Your okay. Boldness.
Please. We can't be live now. There are some things, we can't be live now. Please. Such this kind of sections, we are not doing a show. Amen. So those that are online, it's not a show. If you are not here, if you are not here. So don't come and see hands today. Say you understand me. That's something I don't put online. Hallelujah. Oh, I see people falling under the power of God. Okay.
Your word in my lips, Your boldness.
Your boldness.
Your word.
Your word in my need.
I see the nation. I see the nation.
Especially for you. Let's do it like this. While they are out, I want those of you who are from the people out first.
Yes.
I want to pray for those in the people. You know, we are territorial, right? We are territorial, we are advancing. We have an advancing mindset. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Okay. Okay. Better. Let's have them special. I want to pray for them.
Your boldness.
I've laid hands on Kaduna before. That's why. Before today. What I mean, I've met you guys personally.
I see the nation.
Okay.
In my ministry. beginning. It's a new beginning for me. It's a new beginning for me. It's a new beginning for me.
Watch for location. See, revelation gives you no new work because you want to minister to someone. Sometimes things can be revealed to you for you. Amen. Things can be revealed to you. Places can be revealed to you for you. Amen. So when you see those locations, those things, let it set you to pray. What will teach you that on demand, the message and the mandate? I'm going to make sure I do that. Okay. The work of ministry prosper to your hands in the name of Jesus.
Oh, the Holy Ghost in my ministry, in my work. Oh, the fire of the Holy Ghost
prosper in your hands.
In my ministry, in my world, it's a new beginning.
Nothing dies in your hands.
For me,
like with fire.
It's a new beginning.
For me,
nothing.
Nothing.
It's a new beginning. For me, it's a new beginning. For me,
all of it on you. Give that money to God's Father.
Newness and freshness in my ministry. My world.
Fire!
Newness and freshness in my ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my world.
Yeah!
The fire.
Yeah,
in my ministry,
in my world,
it's a new beginning. For me,
Nothing. Nothing.
And freshness.
Fresh flow.
In my ministry.
Special ones.
In my world.
More boldness.
The fire of the Holy Ghost in my ministry, in my world. The fire of the Holy Ghost in my ministry, in my world. It's a new beginning for me. It's a new beginning for me. It's a new
round off before 5. So as we go, there are a few things that God will want me to communicate to us. Hallelujah. Just few. And it's very vital. Hallelujah. Matthew 28.